Yes, everyone, welcome back to the Be About It show. I am so excited for a fresh new week, but also beautiful talent that is coming into the show. How are we? We are here with the one and only Mantasha Shaikh, who is just the epitome of hard work and determination, who rose to her potential from humble beginnings to secure a spot in the top 10 of the 2026 Global Model Search for this year. This is, I think, super incredible. Welcome to the show, my queen. How are we feeling today?
Thank you so much. I'm really excited. I'm really good. Thank you so much for introducing me. How are you doing today?
Mantasha, I'm excited because, one, I came across this beautiful sister on Instagram, you know, and this is how I like to see, you know, queens coming out, giving themselves a chance to just go for it, you know, and just live their dreams, live their best life. She was talking about China just a minute ago, and I was like, why not? Give yourself a chance to explore your dream, you know? And that is one of the reasons why I was excited to support you. Who knew you're going to make top 10? Like, Mantasha, I saw your runway walk and I saw your vibes. I saw how extra you were. Just like, I'm here. You know, you were ready. And what is it about yourself, Mantasha? Introduce yourself to the community and also to everyone that wants to get to know who Mantasha is.
Yes, so this is Mantasha. I'm proud to be a top 10 finalist of Supermodel Global New Zealand. I'm currently studying business management, majoring in data science in the college. And I have been modeling my journey in like completely on my own. Like everything I have achieved so far has come from my own hard work, discipline, and belief in myself. I didn't come from a place of support, but I created my own path, and I'm really, really proud of that.
I love that, Mantasha. And, you know, we had a little chat earlier before we went on air in regards to hustle. You know, getting on the hustle and really just trying to make means meet, you know,
right.
Make ends meet, especially in this industry. It's really hard because, one, you don't get the funds. Two, you really got to work and connect with the right people to get there. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on air, is because you really work hard. And I want to come back to that question of, where did this inspiration come from? How did this all start for you, Mantasha?
What inspired me was honestly my own situations. When you don't have people like pushing you forward, you learn to push yourself. That's the, I think, the main motivation for myself. That's how I get inspired by myself. And I had dreams and I knew I didn't chase them. Nobody else would do it for me. So that's where my drives come from. Like proving to myself that I can build something meaningful no matter where I start from.
I love that. And, you know, from your humble beginnings as well, how was that like for you? Where did you get like this, I want to try that? Like, a lot of the times we don't really look at what we want, but you actually gave a chance to kind of go into the modeling scene. But what, where did that come from? Were you watching TV? Were you like looking at some model on a poster? Like, where did this all come from?
I watch a lot of TV shows, and especially the, like, you know, something with the model thing, acting, and I'm really into it from a long time, I'd say, like, from my childhood. But I have never get a chance to, like, bring it to, like in professionalism. So just last year, when I won Miss Personality in Miss India New Zealand, I just thought, like, let's give a try. If everyone can do it, why am I not doing it? Let's do it. And that's how I went to India. And then when I came back this year, I just started with normal, like reaching to people, makeup artists, and like some reaching to the brands. And that's how I started. And I got a lot of appreciation after the first shoot and the modeling things. So I just thought, okay, I'm on the right path. So let's go.
I love that. And you know, I just always say this every time where you're speaking about the pageant or modeling industry, people just don't understand how hard it is to actually
it's really
fund everything that you're doing, and let alone, try and make it. Mm-hmm. And for yourself, you didn't really have the support of your parents. Like you were mentioning, like they weren't happy with what you're going into. And I think with many of our parents, they want us to go for what they love and they're looking out for us. But you decided to, hey, I got my own path. I got my own dreams. And you took the risk. And how are you feeling about that? Like, you know, taking a risk for you to live your dream.
I must say that taking the risk are always better. Like, if you're standing for yourself, no matter what you're doing, like, if you're following your dreams, I think that's the best thing you can do for yourself. That's the biggest gift for yourself from this universe to you. And, yeah, taking the risk, I was scared before, but later when I started it, I was just getting a loss of confidence, loss of motivation from the people I know, from the people I love. So, yeah. Still risky, but yeah, but that's what I am. That's what I like to do. That's what I'm doing right now. And I'm proud of that.
Awesome. Okay, so what's been happening in terms of your background? Like, what's the update with that in terms of what's been happening with your journey and also coming through to fruition of your goals and just a little bit about that background?
So I come from Indian background. And while my culture has given me the strong values like resilience and strength, my journey has been very independent. I have had to stand on my own and figure out things myself. And that shaped me into someone who doesn't wait for opportunities and like to create them. So I carry my culture with pride, but I have also built my own identity through my struggles.
And with your identity as well, do you feel like that is like a win for you being from that culture?
Definitely. Like most of the people don't do that. They're very shy or maybe they're very scared to choose the path. But I chose it and yeah, and that's how it's going on right now.
Awesome. What's been the challenges for you coming into yourself and finding more about what you can do in this industry?
To be honest, I think there have been many challenges doing everything on your own, facing self-doubts, and because I'm a student, so balancing my studies while building a modeling career and constantly pushing forward without any support. Like, there were times I felt overwhelmed, times I questioned if I was enough or not, but I never allowed those moments to define me. Instead, I turned every challenge into motivation, every setback became a lesson for me. And today, standing as a top 10 finalist for Supermodel Global New Zealand, I see that as my win. Not just the title, but the fact that I made it here on my own.
And is that like something that you're going to carry with your endurance and knowing that, hey, you're not going to get the support from everyone else, but you're going to back yourself and go for it?
Definitely. Like, yes, like you are the main character of your own life. You are the main character of your own story. So if nobody's doing it for you, you have to do it with yourself. That's all you can do.
That's so awesome, Antasha. Okay, now I want to get into how was it like being part of the Super Global Model event here in Auckland, and how was that experience for yourself?
Actually, that was my first time ever to run on an official professional runway as a model. So yeah, when I went for the casting event, I was very scared, to be honest, because a lot of experienced models were there and I'm just giving a try as a first time new fresher model. So I was a bit scared, but I just given my 100%. I just walked in, and later, I think after 2-3 days, I got the email like, yeah, you got selected as a model. And that was the time I was like, oh, really? I'm on the list now. So yeah, from that day, I have started like walking here and there, just like practicing. Like if I'm getting a garage or anything like on a runway, just practice. And okay, this is how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to pose. And when the day came, I didn't sleep all night. I was just so nervous. So nervous, like, what is going to happen.
Yes.
And especially that because I'm wearing all the designer's outfit for the like 21st time, like Jess and everyone. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to wear something really beautiful, really good, and I have to be myself.
Yeah.
So I didn't focus on like, okay, what's going to happen, how I'm going to be. It's like, what I'm going to do is the more important thing. So I just focus on myself without looking here and there. Just like me, all the time. While walking on the runway as well, I was just focusing on the camera. I was not looking anywhere. Like, it's my moment. I'm here.
Work it, girl. It's the Mentasha day.
That's right. That's the right. Yeah.
You know, Mentasha, kudos to you, girl. Like, I am all about just, you know, I'm always all about women who start from scratch and work hard, because I think that's something that, you know, a lot of our community are not aware of coming into this industry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we tend to, I feel, try and put like a surface of, oh, this is what you have to do to kind of make it, mm-hmm. and make it happen. But I tend to say, like, not everyone is aware of what actually happens, you know, behind the scenes of coming into the modeling industry. And I keep saying this and emphasizing this point is you have to hustle your butt off to make it, you know. And when I say make it, it doesn't mean just like make big dollars and like make it, like you be connected, work hard, getting mm-hmm. your like outfits ready, making sure the glam is ready, making sure you're intelligently prepared for the emotional baggage and everything else that comes with it in this industry. And also when you don't have the support as well, it's like you have to really prepare yourself to come into the scene. And for yourself, yes, there's the highlights and yes, there's, you know, the glam and the happiness. But I wanted to know from you as well, Mentasha, how has your well-being been? Like, you know, coming into the scene? Because we don't really talk about that. Like, what happens when you don't have those days where you're feeling good?
There are so many days. I think once a week, there's a day like I feel, okay, I'm not doing enough. I just started self-doubt and like, but that's the exact moment I think like we have to be ourselves. Yeah. That's like, there's nothing like I have to be there like that all day. Yeah, you got it. You are having your doubts, but yeah, you have to get up. You have to get the coffee and just do it.
Yeah.
That's the thing I say to myself every single day, like, I'm doing it anyways. I'm not feeling good, but I'm doing it anyways. That's not a problem.
Yeah. And I think that the beautiful thing about this is you're doing it for you.
Right.
You know, you're doing it for you. And I think a lot of people try to, like, especially coming into the pageantry or modeling scene, you know, they try put on a facade, a face, like, I'm going to please this person and I'm going to be connected to this person. I'm going to use this person to get to where I want to be. But at the end of the day, if you've got a beautiful heart, you work hard for what you want to do and you put your goals into fruition, 9 times out of 10, you're going to crack it. And you don't need to step on others to make it into the industry. You really just have to, I always say, genuine heart, pure intentions, working hard, connecting yourself, doing the homework, you know,
okay,
gets you to that level. But if you take the other side of trying to get into the modeling and pageantry industry, I feel like that's what makes it harder for you, like for yourself, because you're trying to compete with who's around you rather than just staying and aligned with yourself.
Sometimes, like, yeah, we feel like we are in competition, but most of the time, I just feel like it's me versus me all the time.
Mm.
So I don't have to be in the competition with everyone. I don't care. I don't mind what everyone else doing. I will focus on what am I doing, what
yes.
I'm doing in here. I will just do it by myself. I don't want to be with someone. I don't want to be like someone else. I want to be me, and that's me. That's
you want to be you, and you want to shine, girl. And that's what we love to see as well, because I think majority of the time, I love having these conversations. I love having these conversations because
yeah,
everyone is different, but we have to speak on it as well. And what are some of your goals, Mentasha, that you want to come out of this industry of modeling and fashion and pageantry, because sometimes it's been exploited to the point where it puts a lot of people off to get into. But for you, it's so refreshing. I'm ready and I'm confident and I'm here, world. And you know, you're excited for it. You're like, what's the challenge? Yeah. I'm right here. But what are some goals for yourself, Mantasha, that you really want to get into that vibe and that cool flow?
So when I started just to dream about this industry and becoming a model, at that time I didn't have that big goals. I just have to, like, let's just get started first.
Yeah.
But now, after where I stand right now, I got a lot of dreams. Like, my goal is to become a world-class first model.
Ooh!
Just like everyone seeing me on the TV and like, oh, I know her, I know her. Yeah, that's like that. I want to be on top.
Love that. And you want to be on the top of the stars. Like,
that's it.
How high are the stars for you right now?
That's a very interesting question.
The galaxy, or are we just going to keep it just the stars?
Maybe the universe.
What? Hey, Aotearoa. What? Whoa, watch out. Because I was just thinking the stars, but Mantasha's like, I didn't play with the stars.
Nah.
I'm wanting like the whole idea.
Always dream big.
I love that. And I'm excited about your dreams and your goals. And for those that aren't aware, my sister here has got an opportunity to head down to China, but obviously the finance is in the way because not everyone has the moolah to make that goal a reality. But I just been having a chat with her in regards to, you know, how do we make dreams come to light? And there's always a blessing. Like, for me as a Christian, I always say, when there's a will, there's a way. And when there's a blessing, there is opportunity to come from it. So I feel like our sister needs to keep the faith. What do you think, community? If you're out there, what does Mantasha need to do? And if you want to support our beautiful sister, if you want to come and you're enjoying this kōrero, whether you're on your phone, whether you're in your car, whether you're at mahi, please let me know. PM me or DM me on my Instagram page and say, hey, I'd like to support our sister. I'd like to sponsor. You'd like to support her goals and her dreams. She's got a beautiful heart. She just wants to chase her dreams. And I was encouraging her to do crowdfunding, because crowdfunding is always a great platform when you're trying to put your goals into fruition. And hopefully she takes on this idea and
definitely
goes for it and sees what can happen, because she's got literally under a month.
Under
a month.
Not a month, I think just 15 days.
15 days.
Yes.
She's got 15 days to try and get at least some sponsors or some funds to get her to China. So if that sounds like you, Tamaki Makaurau, or even Aotearoa, if you are out there, you want to support Mantasha in her dreams, her goals to become a reality, please do get in touch with us via the Be About It Show on Instagram and on Facebook. You can PM us, or you can even get in touch with Mantasha herself on Instagram. But before we wrap up, Mantasha, I'd like to ask, you know, with the experience that you were at for this you made the top 10 supermodel global lineup. What are some things that you learned when you were a part of this experience and that you would like to share to the community?
Actually, I have learned a lot of things on that day and maybe after that until now, because every day is a new learning. So I am learning everything from the scratch, and the best thing I've learned is to stay strong and to believe in yourself. Like, if there's a world on one hand, like they're saying, like, you cannot do it, but you have to believe in yourself that, yes, I got it, I'm gonna do it, no matter what you say. I got my mind on, I got my dress on, and that's the motivation, that's the confidence everyone needs. That's what I learned in the Supermodel Global thing. Everyone was so confident. I loved all the models. All the team was so grateful. Yeah, just believe in yourselves and stay strong, team.
Love that. And, you know, in regards to how you see the community today, what are some things that you'd like to see more of in this, the fashion or modeling side here in Aotearoa? What, as a model coming into the scene, what are some of the things you'd like to see improve around for models, like especially for you coming into the scene?
Right. Actually, I just know that the fashion industry in New Zealand is really, really small. But what I want is there are lots of models like me who is really, really interested, really kind and really talented, but they didn't get any platforms. So I just want all of the models like me to get supported and support them, take them on the runway. Let's give a chance to show that what actually they are. Like me, like, I got a chance, I did it. Maybe someone else is waiting for the chance. They're going to do it too.
I love that. And I'm super excited to see what happens after this as well. Because, Mantasha, remember, it's a journey, my girl. We don't get all the answers and everything right here, right there. And I think that's how God works as well, is right. Seeing the growth for right. You, Mantasha. And on that note, what's coming up for you? What do you want our community to do in terms of support? And any final shout-outs and acknowledgements for your journey coming through into this beautiful brand and this, you know, opportunity that you have had?
So this journey hasn't been handed to me. I worked hard for every step. So, and I truly believe I deserve everything that's coming on my way because I have put my heart and efforts to it. So for all the community, just keep supporting me. Like a lot of people still supporting me, I love them, but I really want that everyone to support me rather than just keep saying the real support.
Too amazing. And you know, for yourself as well, Mantasha, what's going to be happening with, even if you go to China, or what's going to be happening after China, where can everyone follow you on social media as well?
So, I got my Instagram, Manti/23. So they can follow me and they can also get the update. So, if I'm going to China, that will be the biggest day of my life, because I have been waiting some opportunities like that, because as a local model in New Zealand, and showing it on a global stage is very, very, very expressive. And, you know, it's really a big break for my career as well in the model industry. So, that would be the greatest and the biggest day in my life. And if I'm going there, I'll definitely crack it. I know that.
You have already cracked it, girl. And you're doing so much, and I feel like the more you put yourself out there, the more that you try and get more sponsorship for you, or even just keep going, Mantasha. That's what I want to say. You got to keep going. And one of the things I would like to wrap up on before we get into this next part of the interview is, in the position that Mantasha's in, she's also, you know, missing a lot of close family that are not here in her journey, and she's doing a lot of it on her own.
Everything.
And, you know, just a shout out to a lot of the models that, you know, are wanting to come into the industry, but they don't really know where to connect and how to connect. Sometimes it's just off an event. Someone will come up to you and say, oh, you should do this. And then you're straight away connected to something that you're not really aware of. And doing the homework, you know, understanding what you're getting yourself into. And that's kind of what I love about you, Mantasha, is like, you're not only just a pretty face and you know how to walk, you really are intelligent. And knowledge for me is power, everyone, because if you are reading on what you want to do, you have to be, I just say, you have to study it. Like, it's just kind of like an assignment, right, Mantasha? Like,
right.
When you're going into an event, or when you're going into like a fashion show. She's got a fashion show that's coming up as well, The Muse, which is kicking off next month. And I'll probably get some captures of Mantasha again so that you can support. But for yourself, Mantasha, are you taking this journey logically, or are you just kind of like, I'm going to go with the flow and see what happens. How are you taking the modeling industry? Because some people are very strategic in what they do when they come into the scene, kind of like, I got to connect with this person. You know, for example, I want to be on the Vogue magazine, or I want to be on like Italian magazine. Like, I want to make it in Europe, or I want to make it like, what is the way that you are kind of lining yourself in this industry?
Definitely. I'm pretty much serious about what I'm doing right now, because I was working from a long time on this, and I definitely want to be on the Vogue magazine maybe even someday.
Woo!
But I also don't want to directly go there. I want to go to step by step, like first cracking in New Zealand, then go on globally, and then go to Euro, whatever you say.
Yes.
But yeah, you have to do the homework, and because you're choosing something for your life, then you should be good at it first.
Yeah.
So you have to be great, you have to do the homework, you have to do the assignment, and then if you see like yourself, yeah, I'm completely ready, then you jump into it. And that's how I did.
I love that. And also, I wanted to say as well, into this last part of our interview, are some tips and feedback that we can give to the community that want to get into the modeling scene or the pageant scene, Mantasha. So for those that are coming in, I've added some little tips and tricks on my notepad, well, on my notes via my phone, around how you can stay connected with yourself to really wanting to merge with people in the industry. So tip one is, be yourself at all times.
Definitely.
What's your say on that one, Mantasha?
You have to be yourself, because you are only one in the universe. There is nobody likes you, right? You're only one person, just with two eyes, two hands, two legs. Nobody else like you. So you have to be yourself. You have to show that, yes, you are something different, right? Yeah.
Love it. Tip number two, do your homework. So I think we've been explaining it throughout the interview. Do your homework, really connect with what you want to do, but also, what are you trying to do? I think a lot of the people like the glamour and like the lights, but they're not necessarily aware of what they want to kind of achieve in that industry. What's your intake on that, doing your homework?
I think you're like going into some industry before that, your goal should be very clear. Like, yeah, that's what I'm going to take from this. It's not like it's just a show, you know, coming on and you're just coming off and that's it. Later the night, you just forgot and just start enjoying your life. It's not like that. You have to get your goals very, very serious. Like, yeah, this is something I'm going to take out from this show. That's how I'm going to do homework. That's it.
You have to be serious. I love a girl. That's why she's confident. Tip number three is, be careful who you connect with, because I think that's another thing, is always be aware of who you're surrounding yourself with. I think that's a big tip that I like to share out, because one person today can be another person that will be stamping on you the next day.
Right.
So always be aware of who you're surrounding yourself with. Mm-hmm. Go with pure intentions, but also protect yourself. Yeah.
That you said it was like 100% true. Like, yeah, you have to see who is around you, who is supporting you, and who is
who was actually got your back.
Who's actually got your back?
No, that's 100% true. And I support Mantasha. I'm here with pure intentions.
I know that.
There's no hidden agenda here. Love that. Tip number four, and this is the final one as well that I like to expand on, is really, really zone in on what you want. Like, I want to end it with that, because you got to know what you want. Don't go in as a circus, because you just get lost in the circus. Really zone in on what you want and be confident in what you want as well. You gotta have, like, sometimes when I come across an event, then I'm just here. You know, that's the answers that I get. I'm just here. I was like, why are you here? You're here for purpose. You're here to, you know, do it. If you're trying to be the next Naomi Campbell, say it with your chest. What's your take on that, Mantasha?
Definitely, like, you have to pretty sure why you're going there and what's on your mind. Are you just going to be the clown in the circus, or you have to be the queen of the show? You have to decide that, and you have to do it before you go.
I love that. See, this is the reason why I wanted to bring her in on air, because she's confident, intelligent, she's aware of what she wants, and she's got a goal. The goal that's coming up, I've got just under 30 seconds to speak to about this. I'm going to be posting up a link today, everyone, for her and for anyone that wants to support her on her journey towards China to make it become a reality. If you have beautiful soul out there that would like to support our man Tasha, come through. But also, I'll be adding the link later today on Spotify so that you can connect with her, and the story can be a monumental, I would say, story for you to dream big, be inspired, and love yourself. It's a Be About It show. Have a beautiful day. Tamaki Makaurau.